We are back with a new episode. It's been some time. We're back. First things first, before we actually get into the episode, the podcast is not called Film and Everything Podcast anymore. That's why I started off kind of awkward, because I'm so used to saying, "Hey guys, the Film and Everything Podcast." We decided to, if you guys follow our social medias or anything like that, if you notice, we did change our Instagram and all that stuff, and we just felt it was right to change the name of the podcast, because our brand, ultimately our platform, is Cruising. We have the hat right here, which we're gonna have more coming soon. We have Cruising Streams, we have Cruising Films, and it was kind of frustrating to have Film and Everything Podcast and have to explain that it's associated with Cruising. So like, we just decided to just bring it together and just make it all in one, under one thing. So it's Cruising Podcast. This is it. It's the same. It's me and Josh. There's nothing changing. I don't want any, you know, the news is going to start coming out. You know how Twitter is, you know, there's going to be a lot of drama. What's going on behind the scenes? Is the podcast dead? We are alive, guys. We are good.
Like to call her daddy.
We don't want any call her daddy type of stuff. What's going on? You know, Joshua's dating someone and it's affecting the podcast.
I'm dating some HBO.
Yeah, girl. HBO exec. No, we're good. We've been out for a while. Just kind of like, there's been a lot of things going on in the world. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's safe. And so first thing we just wanted to address is the name change. Nothing changing about the podcast. We just felt that the title, it was time for a change. We were going to still be doing all the things that we do, but it just felt, for the brand, for our business, it just made the most sense to have it all under the same umbrella, instead of just when people ask me, "Oh, so what's this?" And I have to explain to them, "Oh yeah, that's our podcast, but it's associated with this." So with Cruising, it didn't seem like the smartest business move. So that's where we're at. It's exciting. That's the only thing changing. It's just a name change. And that's it, guys. So we got a lot to talk about today. You had the PlayStation 5 event that I think blew everyone away. It blew all the PlayStation fans away, and I think it pissed off the Xbox fans.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Xbox had this advantage for, what, maybe 6 months or so, and they really blew it. They blew it. I mean, they've had like two events so far, with like a gameplay reveal event that showed no gameplay. That was the second one. The first one was just the reveal of the Xbox, which people were like, okay, cool, controller's still the same, and it just kind of looks like a...
It
looks like a tower.
I didn't really like the design for the Xbox. I thought
nothing really innovative.
Yeah,
you know, as opposed to, I mean, that PlayStation reveal, I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, everybody had, it was nothing what we had assumed it would be. You know, I remember a couple episodes ago we were thinking, oh, maybe it's gonna look like this. That there was leaks of what it would look like.
And yeah, but that,
when that reveal, the music and everything, the pullback on it, and that console, it looks like if it came out of a Tesla factory. You know what I mean? That looks so fresh, sleek. It looks like the future of gaming.
And the controller and the headphones.
Everything. Color. I love how it's vertical.
I love that
with
white.
With the stand.
That white is just, and that blue light. Like, oh my God.
And the V, like the design, it kind of looks like a V, like for 5, for the Roman numeral 5. And I love how it's vertical now. It stands. It's not.
That's good.
They blew it.
I don't know who designs those things, but man, they're good.
They blew it out of the park. The whole presentation.
Even the whole show was just so...
It wasn't boring. It wasn't like a Zoom call like Xbox. Xbox, they had this guy talking and Skype.
Yeah, it's like the really bad quality of the audio. But like, this was so...
No one talking. There was no...
And the music.
Everything. It felt cinematic.
I love the part when they showed the console. It was like those balls. And then they're like all like forming into the console.
And then it pulls
back.
And
then the song they put when they show it.
And again, there was no fluff in the presentation. There wasn't a guy talking and just keeping you entertained, trying to be funny. It was just, here's our games. Here's everything that's coming out. Here's everything that we've done before.
Here's our schlong.
Yeah, and here's the console. And, dude, I mean, they, yeah. right off the bat, Spider-Man. Well, that was a huge deal.
I had no idea Spider-Man was going to come out.
That was under the wraps.
Even though it sounded like it's a little spin-off leading to the sequel.
Yeah, it sounded like a direct sequel.
It's cool that they're giving us that. It's cool that they're giving us
that.
A little...
We do need that because Miles Morales from the end of the first game,
yeah,
we find out he's going to be Spider-Man and all that. So but this is his build-up.
If it's a standalone game, so what, you pay $60 or like, well, $40? I'll say $40.
Depends Uncharted, on how Uncharted, full is this game. Like
Uncharted, because they say it's a standalone game. It's going to be kind of like Uncharted, The Lost Legacy.
That makes sense.
So I like it. Probably $40.
Maybe. Getting it regardless. That looks awesome.
Sorry, Halo, but I don't care about Halo.
Yeah, so that's you know where we're at. I mean, the presentation was amazing. The games look great. We got it started right off the bat with Spider-Man, and they finished it off with Horizon Zero Dawn, which looks amazing.
They're really changing up the whole game.
They're expanding it a lot.
Yeah, like I was like, wow, like that's a whole new thing.
They're expanding it a lot, and just the games look great. The Pragmata, that sci-fi game with the astronaut.
I thought that was like another Kojima game.
It looks like
I thought it was another
like a
Kojima.
Dead Space, Death Stranding. Yeah. If they just had a baby. That might be. I don't think that's from the Dead Space writer, right?
I think it was.
There was a rumor going around about
that. I think that was his.
It looks like it.
It's from Capcom, which is cool.
It looks like it. That game looks great.
I thought that was another like Kojima game.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, that looks like
a Kojima
game.
But that comes out like 2022, which sucks.
I know. But that one looks good.
There's some great games that they have. They announced at the presentation.
That new Square Enix one. That new Square Project Ath.
Athia or something. Athia. Then there's another Resident Evil game, a Hitman
3. Cool,
that
Resident Evil, like, yeah. Werewolf and the. I like
yeah,
that.
Village. Hitman 3.
The Hitman
3. I mean, all their games, except maybe for like one or two that I was just kind of like whatever about.
Yeah, that Ratchet and Clank looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
too.
Like all their games, there's a good diverse.
The gameplay looks
good.
Great.
Variety of games.
The gameplay looks.
Yeah, and that's what they showed. They announced the games. And they showed gameplay for most of the games. For most. We saw, I think even with Spider-Man, we saw like a glimpse of the gameplay a little bit.
Well, you already know what's going to be like.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man. But a lot of the games, they showed gameplay. They let you see what it's like. It wasn't just a 2-minute, you know, 1-minute thing. And again, Xbox had their chance to take that lead ahead of time because they were ahead. And then Sony just laid it all out on us. On the first try.
That's how it should be. You stay quiet. You build up the hype. One event. You show everything.
And they did it. And they pulled it off. And they exceeded expectations. Amazing. So they now Xbox, they're shit in their pants now. Because I know they have an event coming up soon.
July something.
But can they top that? Everybody already knows what the console looks like. Everybody knows that the console doesn't look as cool as the PlayStation.
And I don't know why they're showing that new Star Wars game on Monday. So I was waiting for...
It leaked, supposedly. I don't know if it was like
how the hell do you leak your own game?
I don't know if that was intentional or not. We did an article on this on our website. On the Microsoft page.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like on there. I was like,
yeah, which it's from EA. It's
Well, you don't know. It's called Squadrons.
You're a pilot, so it's gonna be. And Angry Joe made a good point. He's like, I hope this is not just like Battlefront gameplay. Like, oh, here, look, play a campaign because it's a campaign driven game with online and stuff. God. But you're a pilot, so you're going to be flying...
The flying has to be more...
Like a flight simulator type of thing,
you know? It has to be more than, like, Battlefront 2, like, up, down, I can just shoot...
For that, I just play Battlefront.
Yeah. It has to be well done.
So, I'm hoping that's good. I heard new Star Wars game, and I was like...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
I was interested.
I gotta see the trailer.
I was interested, but...
I don't know.
I would have to see gameplay. Well, give us more Jedi stuff. More, you know.
Or even something like a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're playing a fighter. That was the game that got canceled.
Yeah.
It was an open world type, like, bounty hunter thing. And
I don't know why they would announce that game now.
Instead of waiting for your event.
Wait for the event and announce it. I don't know. Xbox is really all over the place.
The problem with Xbox, they're a mess. They're too, like, I don't know what's going on over there.
Their marketing team, everything.
Yeah, I mean,
We love Xbox. Like, we want Xbox to be good. We're really hoping Halo
is a success. I don't have a good...
But we haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't like how quiet they've been. It's not a good thing.
But they are going to show gameplay in the event, right?
Supposedly. But like, but the thing with Microsoft, they say gameplay, but it's like a trailer.
But that's the thing. That's what they've been saying all this time, that gameplay event only. And it's like a little 20-second
thing.
It's
like I want to see what they did with what was the game, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah,
like 20 minutes of like just pure gameplay of Halo.
That makes sense for that game since it's coming out soon.
No, so but for Halo's come on November.
It was December holiday.
No holiday.
I don't even think we have an exact date yet.
Well, they say holiday, which means we're on
November. I think they're gonna announce it for sure. At the event, it's gonna be around Christmas time, I think.
No, because the consoles usually release around November.
Okay, so yeah, maybe.
So it's coming out with the Xbox.
Yeah.
So, and I haven't seen any gameplay. I have no idea.
Like, yeah, there's nothing.
Which, how do you expect me to buy a game?
Xbox is, Halo is the only big game right now for the Xbox.
And one thing I didn't like too, I don't know. Because I kind of see what Sony is doing also. I kind of like the fact that Sony's only making their games for PS5 so that it makes you want to buy the console.
And
but
you're
also
maximizing the game.
You're maximizing the full potential.
Yeah.
For Halo, they're like making it for the Series X,
I don't
X,
like that. Yeah.
S, and
which,
1.
Just the name alone, I love just PS5.
Yeah, Xbox.
Xbox to, Series X Plus. Xbox
it's like
Series.
Apple. Like,
if
it's like
I'm a parent, you might just buy them accidentally, the Xbox One. And you how are you supposed to know the difference? Obviously, how it looks, but a parent doesn't really know that. Xbox Series X, PS5.
Triple
what do you have?
Edition.
The PS4? Get the PS. Oh, PS5. Okay, get the PS. Now Xbox Series X
I don't know,
Plus.
Just something about
times
Sony.
10.
Like, I don't know why they just like. I've always been more
so simple.
To them.
So simple.
I don't know why because like the way
elegant,
they are.
They're so elegant. Their games are great.
And also too, like they always move it forward. They never like oh the past like backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Like they always want to keep moving it forward. I mean,
they're
I
doing
get
great
it.
Things.
Some people like playing 360 games on their Xbox One.
And that's fine, but they're still pushing.
But I want to play new games. I want to play new shit.
I don't know.
Because for Halo, so that means that Halo Infinite, that means that it's not going to get the full power of the Series X, kind of.
Which is dumb.
Because they have to optimize the game for other consoles.
Yeah.
Like, you know what happened with Phantom Pain? You remember when he said, oh, forget about 360 and PS3.
But the studio kept pushing him, yeah.
Yeah, because you know, then you have to like downgrade the game. Like,
that's another thing with PlayStation. Big announcement in this event with games, but they
that's not even...
No God of War. No, the next Kojima project.
Yeah.
What else am I missing here of games?
Well,
that...
So Bloodborne 2. I don't know.
Bloodborne. What's another exclusive? They got Last of Us already out now in Tsushima. Those are
but
big games.
They have Naughty Dog in the next. Even though Naughty Dog right now is.
Yeah,
but
they just have so many more games. Even right now,
like,
currently
you have God of War 2.
What's the next big Xbox game coming out?
Hellblade.
No, like for this gen still,
oh,
this
no,
year.
No. Oh, only Halo, I think. Oh, for
and
this gen, no, nothing.
This gen, nothing.
Nothing.
Well, the last big game was probably Gears of
you
War.
Look at the last few Game of the Years, it's all been Sony.
Yeah. What was the last big game for Xbox? Exclusive. Probably Gears of War.
That's it.
That's crazy.
That's it.
And with Sony, we've gotten Spider-Man. We've gotten, now just now, we got Last of Us. We got Ghost of Tsushima. We've got, Cyberpunk is... all platforms, so that doesn't count. What was the last big game?
Well, for Sony?
Yeah, before now, besides Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima.
Death Stranding.
You know, so much more to
Death
offer.
Death Stranding was the last big one.
So much more to offer.
I think after Death Stranding was Spider-Man. Before Death Stranding, Spider-Man?
No. Spider-Man came out. It's been a while. It's been 2 years.
What was that?
Like, Red Dead was out, but that's
Days
all platforms.
Gone.
Days Gone, which I've heard has gotten better throughout time, but we never really got into it.
Yeah, but
it's interesting.
They say it's good.
It's a new, interesting game. That's what I like about Sony. What have we gotten from Xbox besides exclusively? Because Cyberpunk...
What, that Sea game? What was it called? Sea of Thieves?
That's
wow.
It. Gears of War is starting to just kind of fall apart. Halo is their last chance. Halo is their last chance to bring something back to the table.
Yeah, but
if Halo is not a success again, if it fails, I'm officially, like, that's it. There's nothing else for me for Xbox. Halo is the we love Halo. Halo is up there.
That was my first game I ever played Halo 1.
One of my favorite games of all time, favorite franchise, and 5 was such a letdown.
We had a lot of great memories on Halo 3. A lot of great memories.
I really want it to succeed. I'm not a PlayStation fanboy. I'm not either or. I love both.
I like both. I don't give a shit.
But the PlayStation thing is, has just...
Sony is doing it right. If Xbox loses this generation, Sony is going to three-peat.
They have to...
Just like Michael Jordan, they're going to three-peat.
They have to... With this event coming up that they have now, they need to find a way.
The console looks better. Like, I mean, honestly, it's not about the... it is kind of like about the looks, but also about the games.
The aesthetic. You look at it... let's be honest here. Like, looked at it, we're just... Oh, that's so cool. I need to have that.
When I first saw Series X, I was like, oh...
Okay, so what are the games?
When I saw, I was like, okay, cool. That's what it looks like. But when I saw that, when I saw that PS5,
it's all about presentation,
dude.
Too.
I was like, wow,
I need that.
Like, I want that right now.
It's so pleasing to look at.
What Sony said, someone that said in Sony, they said that they wanted to make sure it, like, for the design element. They wanted to make sure it looks nice, like when everyone like walks in. Oh, like it looks nice, but also they wanted to keep it, like, make sure it looks like 2020.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make it look like it's the future of gaming, and it looks nice as well. Xbox, I mean...
That's the thing. It's just eye candy. Like, you look at it, and there's just something so pleasing about it. You just want to look at it.
It looks like an Alienware.
You
computer.
Want that in your
it,
room.
It looks like an Alienware type of thing. Like, it looks really
that
nice.
That matters. You want to like what you're looking at.
I love that white.
It's all
white.
Part of the sale. You
and
know?
Also, too, another big thing that Sony has from is their new hard drives. SSD hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing a lot of shit that they're saying it's really good. People who are working on the PS5, like making games and stuff, they're saying that it's groundbreaking. Say how the loading, like the loading is like supposedly for that demo.
Yeah.
For the Unreal Engine 5.
That's not including that too. That was all platforms.
No, that's just
the
tech
Unreal
demo.
The Unreal Engine.
They're working more closely with Sony on it, and that supposedly that for that tech demo. Unreal Engine, they had to, like, Epic had to, like, readjust it for the loading time for the PS5.
Wow.
Because it was moving so quick that the tech couldn't keep up with it. That's how faster it was going. And awesome. And also that new audio thing that they're working on for the PS5.
3D audio.
The adaptive triggers.
Adaptive triggers.
That's a big deal.
The PlayStation is going to be so much more immersive.
Because
their headset. Imagine having their headset on and... Sound is already getting to a point in gaming where it matters so much. We saw a piece of it with Hellblade, how that just added a whole other layer of the experience.
Yeah.
But even just games like Warzone, Footsteps, all that is starting to add to the experience. Like, now you need to have a good set of headphones for games.
No, but also, too...
imagine now with the adaptive triggers.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
The headset, the gaming is getting so
immersive.
So that
means for PS5, like, Spider-Man, is the trigger going to be, like, you're going to feel the pull of the...
Yeah.
Like, of the web sling.
Horizon Zero Dawn, the bow. Does Xbox have that? Is Xbox doing the same?
Well, no, because they already talked about the
Xbox. That's the thing. They've already, like, oh, yeah, this is our Xbox. And nobody was really, like, blown away. Everybody was like, okay, cool.
And their game that they showed in that last event, I was like, oh, I don't really care.
There was that...
Scorn.
That one looked interesting.
I don't know why. Something like.
But
Sony,
how much
no,
of that is
Sony,
real gameplay?
No, but Sony feels like Netflix. They have good shit, like good shows and movies. But I don't know why Xbox games feel like Hulu. Like I don't know. Like,
I would say it's more like.
I don't know what it is. Like, something about the Xbox games, like their first party. It doesn't draw me as much as Sony's games does. It's really weird.
Sony's just more creative.
I don't know how to, like, compare it.
They're
like,
just way more creative.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm kind of compared to, like, the Netflix. Because Netflix has a lot of, like, good shows and movies from, like...
I don't know. It's kind of like if... Xbox is definitely, like, the big blockbusters of what they think people want to see. And they're kind of messy. Like, what's going on with all the big blockbuster movies that they don't know what they're doing. And Sony is kind of like a really successful A24... where they want to give you good stories, they want to give you good games, whether that's sci-fi, whether that's story-driven dramas like Last of Us, stuff like that. Obviously, Sony's a lot
because
more
when
bigger.
I saw that last event for Xbox, the only game I somewhat wanted to play was Scorn and that guy that in that one game that was made by one person.
What was that? Yeah, but how much of that was actually like real gameplay? It looked great. It looked super cool.
For one person to do that?
I mean, yeah. That game drew me in, but I was like, is that really what the game is going to look like?
Probably not.
It looks cool. I'll give them that. I'll give them that. Hellblade, I love Hellblade. And Halo.
But Hellblade doesn't really need a sequel.
But how many more Hellblades are you going to do? Yeah, not many. Halo is reaching its last game, I would think. I don't know how... They might just try to keep milking it, but... It's reaching the end of the second trilogy. Gears of War has one more game left, and I'm not really excited about it. And these games have been... They're older games already. What's fresh that's coming in? And I'm not... I don't have a problem with older games.
And the big issue that Microsoft has right now, Phil Spencer said that the first party games are not coming out after like 2-3 years after the Series X releases. So I have to wait 2-3 years just to get more games because they bought a shit ton of studios.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, Sony for now.
Sony's definitely
their games look better.
Yeah.
I don't know why Xbox. I was looking at that trailer for their games or whatever, and I was like, man, none of these games look very cool.
Yeah, I know.
Like I don't know why like they look kind of.
This is not
like I don't know why like the way it looks like yeah. I don't know what like you look at Sony's games and Xbox games. I was like, man, something about the look of Xbox games like it doesn't really. I don't know.
Sony, you have games in their reveals. Look at that Pragmata game, right?
Yeah.
It's just so... They're a lot more cinematic.
Yeah, I don't know why. The Xbox feels like... They always put that over-the-top mainstream song. Like, they put like Kanye West in the background.
It's kind of like just average blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
And then Sony is really just trying to push and be cinematic.
Like, Xbox hasn't made a... I mean, think about it. All their games haven't even been in the Game of the Year contenders. Nintendo makes better games.
The only reason that they're still relevant is like when games like Red Dead come out, Cyberpunk, those type of games that it's all platforms.
All platform.
Other than that, if it wasn't for that.
No, but Sony was God of War. Then what was the other Game of the Year that was for them?
You have Death Stranding. You have.
No, Game of the Year was Sekiro, right?
I don't know. Well, that was all platforms as well.
Oh, no. Yeah, Sekiro was all platform. Oh, they had Bloodborne. Sony had Bloodborne. And that game was a hit.
So, man, the game's great. For me, right now, the event, Sony. They killed it. It was amazing. Xbox can bounce back. I don't think they'll be able to pass. Mm-mm. That's it. The console reveals out.
Because I feel like for Xbox, their reveals, Assassin's Creed.
But oh, guess I can what? Get that guess on PlayStation.
What? Yeah. Oh, guess what? Star Wars Squadrons, I can play on PlayStation.
They have no exclusives except
Halo Infinite. Yeah, I mean,
and we still haven't heard any hype about it.
Okay, Halo Infinite. But I mean, to be honest, 5 was shit.
Yeah.
And honestly, 343 is not really like doing.
They don't seem confident right now. We haven't seen anything.
Yeah, they're
all
too quiet.
We saw was a cinematic, which we know that's not part of the game. That's just a cinematic.
The problem with Xbox, I like both consoles. I don't give a shit about the console war crap, but just Xbox, they're like a mess.
And
It's like they don't know what they're doing over there.
Their last big push, their last chance is this event.
Okay, Xbox has Game Pass.
But what are they going to announce at that event that we don't already know?
They're going to show gameplay of Assassin's Creed.
Okay, I'll get on PlayStation.
Gameplay Halo, hopefully.
Have to. That's their only bet.
Okay,
and Halo has to look
Hellblade.
Amazing.
Maybe Hellblade.
Yeah, maybe.
And what some
but Hellblade is not going to be a big draw for people. Not Hellblade's a great game. I love that game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I played it on PlayStation 4, but
I don't want to buy an Xbox to play it.
Yeah, and that's not a big draw for most people. It's a great game. Like I want
to
play it.
And if I have to choose between Hellblade or Spider-Man, I'm choosing Spider-Man.
Thing, you know, Halo has to look amazing. That's their big.
But big the one hope. Thing is that Halo Infinite is not using the full power of the Series X.
Yeah, which sucks. So it's like, how good is it going to look?
Well, it doesn't look great, but I'm sure it's going
to
look great.
But not to its full...
But the thing is, it's that they're not using the full power
which sucks.
Of the console, which sucks because that means the game's going to be very...
Am I getting my money's worth?
It's going to be held back.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
which is not good.
Let's be honest. We have the Xbox One S, and that shit's ass.
Yeah, it's been a pain to
I haven't turned it on in years, and it's dying out on me. Like, I don't know how. Like, how's it, like...
I was trying to stream on it the other night, and it just froze up on me.
Shit, the console's like the Xbox One is complete trash.
Yeah, So, PlayStation is definitely winning right now. Great event. Xbox could try to come back. When is it, in July? Or is it this month?
July. Then on this one, what's nice is Cyberpunk and that Avengers gameplay.
That should be interesting. But
which, I mean, I
really Xbox has a chance. We just got to wait and see.
Halo needs to be mind-blowing.
It has to look amazing. I have to be so in love with what I saw of Halo.
No, but let's say a gameplay is amazing. It's fantastic. If you have to pre-order one console.
No, I wouldn't get the Xbox just for one game. That's the thing. I can't. Because I know after... Okay, yeah, I'll beat Halo. Yeah!
You get bored.
It's going to be just like the Xbox One that we have now. Yeah, Halo 5. Yeah, this. And then we stop playing for months at a time.
I'd rather buy a PS5.
At PS5, first. I know I'm guaranteed so many good games. Spider-Man right off the bat. Is Hitman is all platforms? Or is it only PlayStation
all
now?
All platform.
Okay, so Hitman doesn't matter. I've never really played a Hitman.
But that one that I was talking about, that looks like a Pixar movie.
Yeah, they have really interesting indie games. I know I'm going to get God of War. I know Kojima's working on something new. You know, it's just so much more to offer.
And Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Which that means that could be coming out next year because
Resident Evil.
Well, I think it's all platform.
Is it? I thought it was only a.
No, it's all platform.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Ratchet and Clank. I mean, I kind of want to try
Pragmata, which 2022, but
still
looks great.
I wonder what the next PS5 Pro is gonna look like.
Who knows?
I wonder what's that gonna look like. Because I was going to wait on a PS5. But the thing is, after watching this event...
That's how those events should be, where you're like, I need to get this. Xbox,
because I was
going to
wait on it, but... It just looks so good. I want to play Spider-Man. I want to play these games.
That's the thing. They came off the bat with such great games.
The PS4 is already I have the Star Wars Battlefront 1.
Yeah.
Darth Vader PS4. That shit, I don't know how... I've had that shit for I don't know how many years. What year did Battlefront 1 come out?
Probably after Force Awakens or something.
What year? Maybe, 2014?
2015, 2016 maybe?
You searching it up or? I don't know.
Around there. 2015, 2016.
I've been having that console for a long ass time. That shit's old.
Still works well.
And just the fan sounds like a jet engine. But
yeah. But, you know, let's see. Sony's definitely, Xbox had such an advantage. They had time ahead. They were so ahead.
They were time.
They had the jump start, and they blew it. Now, they're not going to be able to pass Sony right now.
Sony really just dropped the mic on them.
Yeah, so Sony knows.
Whoever is the marketing team for Xbox, they're like, dude, what the hell is going on?
I know Xbox is shitting their pants right now. They're like, fuck. Nobody's going to buy our console.
Oh, and they're probably going to do something
with Cyberpunk. Pricing is going to play a big part, but...
Yeah, but I mean, what's $100?
Which we're going to find that out soon.
If I pay a $100 difference...
Yeah, if the difference is not all that great, I'd rather just wait to get the PlayStation than... I wouldn't buy the Xbox just because it's cheaper. Because at the end of the day, it's which one am I going to play?
Yeah.
You know?
And plus...
I do want to beat Halo. I really do, but I got to see if I'm sniffing something and it's just not catching me, I'm sorry. And it's the only thing. That's the last straw for me. If Halo is bad, that's it.
Yeah, I
have nothing else.
That trailer looks like Halo 3 vibes. Because
Gears 5 let me down. The campaign was cool and all, but I didn't even get an achievement for... They didn't even fucking launch
the
game properly.
That game had the worst launch ever.
And then they don't care. They are like, oh, you guys are on Game Pass, so...
Yeah,
when I saw that guy
tweet, I was like, dude, fuck you. I was like, all right.
They don't have to give us
really
any...
Did you just throw it at us for playing the game for $1 a month?
Yeah, then don't put it on Game Pass. We bought the game.
I bought your fucking game.
So now you think we're too entitled now to ask for you to put more content in your game.
Call of Duty.
Nothing has changed.
Call of Duty has released more content than Gears of War.
Gears hasn't launched anything.
I have to pay $15 to play as Cole.
That's so stupid.
Why do I have to pay $15 to play as Cole? He's a standard character from every Gears of War game. Why do I have to pay $10 to play as Baird? Why can't I play as Dom?
I missed the days when it was like, okay, get 5 MVPs in your matches and you unlock Cole with the football gear. That's it. That's all you had to do back in the day. That's what I'm saying. Just, man, Sony, you don't see their big games doing that. When you play Death Stranding, when you play all these other games that we have played, you don't see any of that. You're just playing the game. You enjoy it. No. You're done. But whatever, you know. Let's see what the Xbox event. What I do want to do for the Xbox event is, and maybe even the Cyberpunk, I want to come here, set it up, and stream it live. People can watch it with us if they want to join or something, you know. And we can watch it live. They can get our reaction live and stuff. I think that'll be pretty fun. We'll do that for maybe even the Avengers one, too.
I don't care about that game.
I want to make fun of that one because the Avengers does not look good. But
that game looks... It's going to flop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It looks terrible.
Yeah, no.
The character models, the...
Yeah.
It's the combat.
The next thing I wanted to bring up, since we're already talking about Sony and all that, the reviews, early reviews are out for Last of Us 2. That's a big one.
A week before the game.
I want to talk about it because we just should. It's a big game at the end of the day. It's Last of Us. We all love Last of Us.
It's like a part of me wants to play it. The other part of me is like, I know the shit that's in it.
Yeah, like, am I going to enjoy it? Is it going to just kill me? And again, we're talking, it's not like watching a movie for $10. We're talking $60, 30 hours of your time.
Oh, just pure shit.
I want to play something that I'm enjoying for 30 hours. I'm not going to...
Especially if I know.
I mean, look at you. You were playing... You can't compare it, but you were playing Control. You didn't even beat it.
You
got to enjoy what you're playing.
No, but I don't know what it was. I just, like, I was playing it. And after, like, 2-3 hours, I was like, man, I'm kind of bored. Engaging, I don't know why, like, I'm not into this game right now.
Yeah. But
I know 2-3 hours is not a lot. Because, like... I was forcing myself to keep going.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, you know when you're bored? Yourself, yeah. I was just kind of like, I was like, all right, I'm done. Like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't really...
If you have to force yourself, there's no point.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it on sale. I got it, like, for $20. Yeah. So it's like, whatever.
Like, you know what Last of Us... You're not going to see a bad review on Last of Us because we know what we know. The game looks great.
No, but that's the thing.
Gameplay, graphics...
But the story, you remove 2 points from the story.
That's it. It's an 8. The game is, at minimum, going to get an 8 out of 10.
Well, it's getting 10s right now. But.
Yeah, but there were some people, I think, that gave it 8s because of the story or whatever. So you know at a minimum, because a game is not like a movie. You can't just judge it based off...
Story.
You know, so... I'm sure if we played it, we would enjoy the gameplay, the graphics.
It's just those moments.
How innovative it is with the action, right? How it just feels so fluent and everything just feels so realistic and natural. That's all great.
Yeah.
How engaging it is. I understand that. I know it, like, the game itself is great.
The story, the
plot, where it goes,
the choices that were made, the choices for the
characters. A lot of people are comparing it to, like, a Last Jedi situation where... One review you said, the lady was saying how playing the game, you just kind of want to shake Ellie's head and tell her, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, why are you making those choices?
That worried me, because that's how we were with a lot of the Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, like, I saw a YouTube video, I forgot the account, but he got an early copy played, and he said that it's kind of like the sequel trilogy of Star Wars, where they're trying to, like
change the characters that you know so well.
Yeah, like Han Solo being different, Luke and Leia and stuff. That's kind of what they did with, I guess, well, suppose that's what they did for Last of Us 2, like, where Joel and Ellie, they make choices where it's like, wait, that's not what they would do before.
Yeah.
How, like, Ellie's very different. It's a very different.
Yeah. So, let's see. The one reviewer did say wait for the second round of reviews to come out.
That was,
because for Elena Pierce?
Yeah. Did I say her Elena name right? Pierce?
And a lot of people are saying that they're so restrictive with their reviews. You can't even talk about certain aspects. There's, like, certain aspects of gameplay that happens in this game. There's something with gameplay that happens. Maybe...
Well, we know.
I don't know what it is. I don't even know if it's that. Because that's story. I think there's something new in the gameplay that we haven't seen yet.
Any monsters?
Something new with the gameplay where you have to do something that maybe has never been done before in Last of Us. That's, like, really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know... let's see. You know, let's see. I know a lot of people are in the same boat of they're just like, I'm not interested. Why would I want to play something I wouldn't enjoy?
I canceled my pre-order the second I saw those
I've gotten DMs from people, and everybody's just kind of like, yeah, no, like, I'm not interested. And that's a shame. It's just story problems. And that's what I think it is.
A lot of the issues I've been watching on reviews that the new characters, no one didn't really care about the new characters.
They're not, yeah.
They don't care about them.
I'm sure that's going to be the case.
I don't care. I don't care about you.
Let's see. We expected this. We know that there's going to be people, 10 out of 10. Ugh, it's going to be like Last Jedi. 98% Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
I want to see the user score.
Let's wait till more reviews come out.
I want to see people who are paying $60.
Yeah.
Not getting free copies.
Yeah.
I want to see people who are paying $60. Yeah, if I got the game for free, I don't give a shit. But if I'm paying $60, $160, or $230 for collectors.
Yeah. Those are the people you want to hear from. The fans.
The people who are paying a lot of money to play your game and they see that
they're
shit.
They're not attached to anything. They don't feel they have to give a good review. This is just fans being like, what is this? Or fans being, this is awesome. That's it. I paid for this. I can get my
review. I saw one review in that video. The guy said that the game started to feel like repetitive. After like the first few hours, like it kind of was like, oh, I was like like it was the same beats, the same like area people.
The game is longer, right?
The game is longer. He said that the game was longer for no reason.
So maybe because of that sandbox aspect, maybe giving you little side stuff to do.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
stuff like that. Let's see. You know, at minimum, the game is gonna have 8 out of 10. Because we know the game looks great, gameplay looks amazing. Like, technically, in all those aspects, it looks great. Like, that's what bothers me so much. It's just like, why the story from what we've seen we've seen it. And it's just like,
2 hours of cutscenes.
You know, and I know context is everything, but we've seen and level lists.
And I've been seeing a lot of stuff, too, about the violence. About, like, how there's,
We even noticed that in those clips that we saw.
Some people were saying how, like, yeah, like, there was, like...
It's kind of sickening how brutal it is.
Yeah,
it's
too much. It was brutal for no reason. Like, I was like, oh, like, why is it being this way?
That's what I'm worried about. Are they trying to go for just straight shock value in this game? That could be a possibility.
I never really cared about the brutal stuff.
We played some violent games, but even when we were watching some of the scenes, we were like,
this
is really disturbing to watch, like... And it's like, I'm sure that's what they want. They want you to feel that shock value. They're trying to be brutal just for you to be like, oh, I get that. But it's like, is it necessary? Like, why do I feel uncomfortable watching this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have to play it.
You know? Is it that games are getting so realistic that it doesn't feel...
The world of Last of Us is very brutal. It's a very brutal world.
But it's like... There's certain things. And again, it involves story points too, you know, and characters and stuff like that. So we can't really mention that. But there's certain things that it does make you feel uncomfortable. It's like, why? This is so much, you know?
I don't know. Let's see. It's like, I want to play it. I want to play it. But at the same time, it's like,
I'm
going to
wait it out. Like what the Atlanta Pier said, wait for the second wave of reviews and then try to see what you're going to do. She said that for a reason.
The story.
Because people want to talk about it more, but they can't. They can only talk about certain things, and those certain things are good things.
Yeah.
So they can't go in depth about...
Once they talk about the story, they're like, some choices were made. And...
They say it very nicely, very formally. That's why with reviewers, it's like, you got to be honest.
Because
and I get it. I get why they wouldn't just be like,
no, because if you bash it, then you lose your...
No more review copies.
For the next game.
Yeah. You don't want to have that bad image.
Yeah. But that's to why, show you... Like it's always when it comes to the story, they all said the same thing.
Yeah.
Some choices were made that, you know, whatever. That's where.
Yeah.
The game is.
Let's see. It's something that we're definitely gonna keep an eye on, cause it's a shame, you know. The game does look great, but let's see. Let's see. We'll keep an eye on that and see what's going on. We saw the Epstein docuseries.
Oh.
I just want to talk about it briefly, just because that subject is so crazy. You know what I mean? And, like, it's a docuseries. It's, like, 4 episodes. the docuseries is good. Is it going to go completely... The first two episodes, I believe, like, were really good. We were pretty engaged. It was getting into some, like things that we didn't know. And we've been looking into this stuff. And it was really interesting to see that world. The last two episodes, you can tell that they couldn't get more information. Or there was just certain things that maybe they couldn't even talk about. And they kind of had to just resort to one thing. And we couldn't find out more about this. This pedophile ring that was going on with this guy. I definitely recommend the docuseries, though. It's still worth watching. There's some crazy stories in it that we hear from the victims, and the victims are there talking about it. It's really... It does kind of drag out a little bit, especially the last episode, where they're you can like tell that they... It was kind of being a little repetitive. You can tell they hit a stagnant where... We can only get so much information. Is there more information to get? Yes. Can we provide it for you? No.
No.
And it's just something that kind of bugs me because this is something so, like, crazy and, like, serious. Deal. And it's still out there. There's, I mean, when you start hearing names of people on the jets with him, and it's like, oh, my God, you know?
Yeah.
And it's something... Highly recommend you guys watch it. It's worth like watching and just kind of like learning about that because it's a real thing. We're talking about a guy that ran a pedophile island, an island, and had the highest of the highest people going in and out of there, you know. And we're talking politicians, actors, directors of like the highest caliber, you know what I mean? We're talking, there was. In the documentary, they mentioned Bill Clinton, right? They have workers confirming that he was there. Prince Andrew, in the private jets when they were going to somewhere, to Africa or something. We're talking Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker. This is like in the 90s or early 2000s. Big names. And there's a lot more that it just doesn't get into, and I'm sure it can't. But it's definitely something that's worth checking out and watching and like bringing awareness to it. Because, man, like, it's still a thing. It's still out there. You know what I mean? These people are still out there. And it just makes me, like, it drives me so crazy. Because, like, who else is on that list? Because he had cameras in the island. He knew what everyone was doing, where everyone was at. And he blackmailed them. Every single person that was there to do something, he blackmailed them. And I'm sure that's how he made his money. And that's how he was safe. And he was gonna, for the what they're saying, he was gonna give out names because he was a control freak. He was a narcissist, and he wasn't gonna go out like that. He wanted to make sure that the way he was gonna go out was gonna be in his control. And he was gonna name some names, and supposedly the FBI has a bunch of files, a bunch of pictures, a bunch of everything. It's not out, obviously, but right when that was coming out and that was happening, he quote unquote kills himself. Which in the autopsy they had and he broke a certain bone in his neck that the only way to do that is through strangling, like actually strangling someone. It's very rare to do it. It's just so many crazy things. So I definitely recommend it, guys. It's something worth checking out. It's worth bringing that awareness, get it like trending on Netflix. Cause man, that's a big deal. That is a big deal. This is like a worldwide global issue. It's so crazy, and I really recommend it. I really recommend it. Now, yes, last episode and a half doesn't go where we want it to go, but the fact that the conversation is there with the docuseries is great. And if you want to find out more about it, you're going to have to just research it on your own. It's such a sensitive subject that I'm sure even Netflix doing it, they're probably like, okay, like, we can't name too many names. Because if they wanted to, they could have gotten a bunch of names out of these victims. Because the victim said it, that them themselves are like, oh yeah, like the worker confirmed seeing Prince Andrew in a pool with a young girl, Bill Clinton being on the island, a worker that used to do for the floors or something, victim saying, yeah, like there was politicians there, high businessmen, sometimes they didn't even want to name names. So that tells you there's a lot here, you know, and this guy's been doing this for decades, 20 plus years maybe. So I just wanted to like acknowledge that documentary. It's really good. It could have been up there, but I understand why, you know. It's something I really recommend, guys. Definitely check it out. Something worth like learning about and just like talking about, because it's a fucking serious thing. It's like real. And it's crazy how many people are part of it, you know. So with that being said, guys, we're happy to be back. It feels good to do another podcast. It's been some time. We are going to be doing podcasts. We're going to have 2 podcasts a week for you. We're having a set schedule, so that's easier for you guys to see and to know when to come on. Mondays and Fridays, we'll be having new episodes out. And that's going to be – that's our set thing for you guys, our set schedule, so you guys know when to tune in. And thank you guys so much for watching, for listening, and till the next one.